Yeah, you just heard that promo for high school football tomorrow night on the radio and, of course, on our website, WEOL.com. It has been a very, very busy week. We had our girls' high school basketball preview show last night. Tonight, our first ever wrestling preview show here at Corks and Stubbies in Amherst. I would say it has been a resounding success. We had all sorts of coaches here at Corks and Stubbies. And then, of course, tomorrow night with that high school football coverage. And then Monday night, we've got our boys' high school basketball preview. So, man, we are out and about, and that's a good thing. And, of course, a huge thank you to all of the coaches and, of course, our host tonight here at Corks and Stubbies, Dave Hansen, and our sponsors tonight, Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center. And Sean Bennett, as you and I were discussing, and as I mentioned right before the break, I guess it's appropriate that we are here in Amherst. And so our final coach of the night
is the
head coach of the Amherst Comets.
That's right.
We're going to talk to Brian Caesar a little bit about Amherst wrestling. Seventh year as the head coach. Boy, time flies, coach.
Yeah.
Does it seem that way to you?
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday I was, fresh out of college. I was thinking about that the other day. I was looking at how many years I've been here. It's 10 years I've been teaching and coaching at Amherst. So, flies.
Okay, now don't tell me about how it flies, because I was telling Matt Douglas from WEOL during the break, we have a copy of every forecast magazine that we've put out on WEOL. And I said, Matt, go in the back. There's Brian Caesar on the cover of a forecast magazine. So I called your football games, my friend. So don't tell me about how it's flying by.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to believe.
I know.
But you know what I remember when you played football? And I believe it was Coach Risen, correct? Was your head coach?
Coach Risen, yeah.
Jeff Risen told me that he loved coaching you because you were a wrestler that played football. I'll never forget, Jeff said that to me one time. He said, man, think about Brian. Brian's a wrestler that plays football. You brought that wrestling mentality to the football field. Talk a little bit about that mentality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it seems like year in and year out, like at least at Amherst, and I'm sure it's like that at other places, a lot of the best football players on the team are the wrestlers. Like, they do these awards for defensive lineman of the year, offensive lineman of the year, and it just – I mean, not every year, but it just seems year in and year out. Like, you look up at the board and you just rattle them off, wrestler. And the two just go hand in hand, and, they just complement each other real well. So
how do you bring that mentality to the coaching level? Now that you're coaching wrestlers over at Amherst, what do you try to instill in them just from the mentality standpoint?
Just mental toughness, wrestling is a lot harder than football is from a mental standpoint. You don't get breaks like you do every play in football. You get, sometimes you have to cut weight and things like that. So I just try to instill the mental toughness aspect into them, and a lot of leverage and a lot of footwork and things like that. And the football players have had a lot of success from wrestling. So yeah.
It's funny that we're talking about this because Amherst has a senior coming back who's a state qualifier last year, Todd Hastings, who happened to lead Amherst in tackles this year on the football field. So it's kind of a strange thing. Obviously, you can relate to Todd, and I'm sure that makes it easier as far as the coach-wrestler relationship.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Todd, Matt Lee, our heavyweight, he was the starter on the defensive line. Camden Haslidge, he is a starter on the defensive line. He's another heavyweight that we have. And, they just bring a nice intensity from the football field right into the wrestling season, and it's good.
We were talking all about the different coaches who passed wrestlers as well. You're a two-time state placer from Amherst. I'm sure you're still young enough to get down there with those guys.
It's catching up quick, though. I was thinking about buying some knee pads. I haven't worn knee pads like my whole life wrestling. The other day I was thinking about buying some.
Well, because you're up there with probably some of the bigger weights, it's probably a little harder to sling those guys around. Like, Eric's been doing it for whatever many years, but he's down there with the littler guys probably usually for most time, hopefully. Probably these big 200-pound teenagers, yeah, they do start to get kind of tough, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they land on you kind of awkwardly and you get a little beat up. But no, yeah, I still try to roll around with them, try to go live with them every day. a little bit if I can. You know, it's hard because I'm running practice. I want to be able to watch everybody and make sure everybody's doing the right things. But, you know, the nice thing about having Bill Walker and Jake Percival on my coaching staff, you know, two of the best coaches around, you know, I have no problem letting them run the practice, and I try to jump in and do a little drilling with them every now and then. So that's definitely going to be a goal of mine this year, especially with Lee and Hastings. Try to drill with them, you know, once a week each.
And obviously, a big deal with Bill Walker and Jake is that they're also successful high school wrestlers, and certainly Jake, a big coup. You know, he came back to home to Amherst where he wrestled. He was the head coach at Westlake and needed some family time and things like that. Great to get him on the staff, but he, you know, was a four-time All-American in college, state champion, I think Amherst's last state champion. It's got to be nice because you can be up there with the bigger guys. I think Walker's in between you, and then I don't know how it fills out, but you guys can kind of fill all the lineup between the three of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take turns running practices here or there, you know, because just bringing a different energy, different style. You know, I was kind of more of a hand fighter, bruiser type of guy, and Jake was a little bit more of a finesse guy. So it's just really nice. We complement each other real well, and we bring, you know, nice intensity with, you know, change of pace. I'm able to utilize that a lot. So, you know, when the same guy's barking out orders and drills and things like that, it can get kind of boring and kind of routine. So it's nice, you know, we can just change the pace and say, okay, Coach Percival's running practice today, and, you know, they might get a little more excited for that.
Again, we're talking with Brian Caesar, head wrestling coach at Amherst in his seventh year guiding the program. Let's talk a little bit about your expectations with this group. It sounds as though you've got a very solid core group coming back. Do you lay out those preseason goals to say, hey, guys, here's where I think we can be as we get into late February and March?
Yeah, definitely. It's still early. You know, it's only the first week of practice. But, you know, I mean, I have pretty big expectations. You know, we didn't graduate anybody last year, so we have everybody returning.
Wow.
Which is, you know, not very usual. So, I mean, the conference is going to look pretty different now with Brecksville leaving and the new teams coming in, which I'm sure you guys have talked about a little bit on the air. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you got Olmsted Falls coming back, and then, you know, it's going to be kind of a little bit of a battle in there for the rest of the league. So,
how heartbroken are you that Brecksville is no longer in the league? For those who don't know, Brecksville was in the league in the SWC 10 years, and they won 10 titles. And Amherst, I think, was runner-up to them about, you know, half those years.
Yeah, it's nice, like, to now have a chance to win it. But, you know, on the other hand, I mean, having them there in the conference was good because, I mean, it shows the kids a different level. And you want to get to that level. And to have them there as a constant reminder is a good thing because, you know, if they're winning seven championships at the conference tournament, you know, I can come into practice the next day and say, hey, we got a lot of work to do. We're not at that level yet. Okay, you see what Brecksville did at the tournament. We want to get there. So, you know, you lose that aspect. But you know, it is nice to finally be able to compete for a conference championship a little bit more level playing field.
And to kind of wrap things up, do you see yourself as one of those upper echelon teams now that basically the other clubs in the SWC could be chasing Amherst?
Well, yeah, I mean, our goal is always to finish high. I mean, Olmsted Falls got a really tough team back, and they beat us up last year. I think we only maybe won one or two matches against them. They had a really good squad. So, I mean, you know, I'd like to see us up at the top for sure. I mean, I'm not going to come out and say, you know, first, second, third, or anything like that. But, you know, that's always our goal. We try to set our goals high. For sure.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you along with all the other coaches here tonight, we can't thank you enough for coming out. Terrific turnout here at Corks and Stubbies. Good thing is you're probably not too far from home. So,
not too far at all.
But, again, what a fabulous turnout for our very first high school wrestling preview show, and we certainly appreciate you stopping by as well. Best
thank
of luck
you
this
for
year.
Having us. Yep.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Brian Caesar, head wrestling coach at Amherst, as he joins us here at the table at Corks and Stubbies. And so Sean Bennett, with a couple of minutes left to go, that's going to put a wrap on this.